10 years ago, over 1,600 Christmas tree permits were issued from the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Last year, 800 were issued. U.S. Forest Service's Kathy Fox says people are getting their trees from tree farms.
Down in Lakewood, and we used to lead the whole region, we used to sell 2,000 to 3,000 a year, 13, 14 years ago. You're not going to get that showstopper sort of a Christmas tree that you would if you'd go to a tree farm. They're not pretty. They're Charlie Brown trees, actually, because they're not groomed. We don't go out and we don't prune our trees. Sometimes they're scrawny.
Fox says some people enjoy spending time to find a forest-grown tree.
It's just a chance that people have to get outside, you know, with their families, explore the woods, make it into a family outing.
Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, Great Divide District, wildlife biologist Thomas Mathias says real trees are better than plastic ones, hands down.
If you have one that's cut relatively fresh and brought inside, you have a really nice balsam fir odor to it. A lot of people, including myself, will sometimes get a whole winter's use out of a tree. When you take it down, you can put it up outside, stick it in a snowbank, or secure it next to a bird feeder so that the birds have some shelter.
Both expect Christmas tree cutting permits to be about the same as last year. In Superior, Joe Cadant, Wisconsin Public Radio.